quotes Rambam and Chumash, who says, although it's the same exact Russia,
both exactly the same.
They're really not the same.
But the Fneim, although the Fneim had Yodos, means that the psak of a hedjot, according to strict halacha, is not effective. You need Elohim, which means smuchin, and the yodos don't have smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. Their psak is nothing. What happens if Reuben and Shimon decide they want to go? They have on one corner there is three smuchin, and they decide to go. They're around the corner to three yodos. Both of them agree. Reuben agrees. Shimon agrees. Right. They both agree. They haven't violated any Yisur. There's no Yisur involved. Maybe they shouldn't have done it, but there's no Yisur involved whatsoever. However, right around the corner of the Ramban and Chumash, as some of you may have seen, as the Ramban and Chumash, if you do it with respect to a non-Jewish court, and you go to them, when around the corner there was a Bez and Shal Smuchim, they go to Akum, that's a violation, a Torah violation, even though both parties agreed to go. That's the Ramban HaChumash. The question becomes, does everybody agree? The Ramban is very authoritative, does everyone agree? So if you pull out your Tur Beis Yosef, you see right away, this starts, there's a couple of lines before, but you can just get a gist from the first word line of the Torah, page Kuf Pei Vav. Everyone has it. You are a Russia, ukilu chirei feherim yad v'toras Moshe. Hey, those are pretty powerful words. Where do those words come from? Where do those come from? We have it in the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Mishpatim. I ask you to see. This is called Mishpatim Gimel. The way it works is this. What does it say this? The Fneim lo lefnei umas olam. Minayin lebalei dinin shel Yisro. Sheyesh lem din zeh. Im zeh. Sheyodim sheumos olam donin oso adin kedina Yisro. You know that the Goyish judges, they have the same rules as the Jewish judges. She also is zakeh lefnei. Can't go to them. Talmud lomar. Asher tosin lefnei. The Fnei Yisro lo lefnei umas olam.
The same decision. Say the same thing.
Work. Shekol mi'yishem eniach dayan Yisrael. V'holech b'tnei umos ha'olam. I can't say the words. Kofar ba'kodesh baruch hu t'chila. If he denies God. V'chakach kofar ba'torah. This is scary stuff. Shenemar. What parasha is Arabo saying? Adina. What does that mean? It means if you make them Pelilim, the Nasan the Pelilim. Where is the Nasan the Pelilim? Mishpatim. Pelilim is the word for judges. So the Oyvenu Pelilim, if you make our Goyim into Pelilim, Chas v'shalom, he's mashvet tzureinu l'tzura. The source of the Mizrahi. That's why Kofa Bashem. It's scary. It's scary. It's terrible. Terrible. Very, very powerful expression. Okay? That's in the Sefer Medrash Tanchum. Okay. The Tur has these, as I said before, the very powerful Yad B'Torah Moshe, where that originally come from. So I'll read you two sources. One will be from the Shulchan Aruch itself. Whoever has a Shulchan Aruch can open up. I'm not sure if it's even in the back of the Gemaras, because this is primarily Gemara Gittin, not in Sanhedrin. But the Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes this, it's Simon Chalov. Please listen very carefully to the words of the Shulchan Aruch. If you have it, please look inside. Simon Chalov. Also, Lot and Bedin if they die on a Yaakov, move our kosher land. I feel the Bedin Shadon is the Kedine Israel. That's the Tanchum, we just read it. Oh. The Afilu Nisratsu Shnei Bale Dinim Lot and Bethnaim also. Also not allowed. The Cholabol, either Bethnaim, where he's a Russia, here you can pick up the tour. V'kilechirei, v'gidei, v'heirim yad, v'toros Moshe Rabbein. Okay, it's exactly the citation which comes over here. Where does it come from originally, this citation? So in part it comes from the Rambam. Could be wrong. Do you have a Rambam here? One of the Rambam? It's too lazy to go on the screen. Thank you very much. It's one of the Rambam Kolmos. Not much, the last Rambam in the Sanhedrin. Below the Fnei had Yotos. What does that mean? He puts them both together. Isn't that amazing, Rambam? He threw in both drushes. The Fnei of the Fnei Akum, the Fnei of the Fnei had Yotos. Huh? Rabban said the two are totally different from each other. One is prohibited even with mutual consent. One is not. But the Rambam, for some reason which we don't fully understand, seems to be putting them together. Why did he quote the second half? The Fnei of the Fnei Yotos. Why did he do it over here? Yeah?
According to Rambam, it's more of a question why it's two different dinim.
Right.
If you have the same limud, one you're allowed to, one you're not allowed to, they agree. This is more consistent.
So therefore, one could argue, I'm not saying it, I'm going to say it very tentatively, one could argue that when the Rambam said, the first word, kol hadon b'dayone akum v'arkol shaleh, what do you mean, don? Who's done? Maybe the one who's done is only someone who insists on going to a bez and shalach, to arkol shalachum, over the objection of the other party. In other words, Ramban said explicitly, right? Explicitly. As what the Medrash Tanchuma said explicitly. Even if they both agree, it's no good. Does the Rambam agree to that? Not completely clear. Follow me? Because he compares to Adyotas. Adyotas, I think it's well established. They both agree to go to Adyotas, there's no problem. Couldn't call that done means if you do it against the will of the other party. Yeah, I'd like to do some homework over Shabbos and think whether this is true or not true. I just wanted to read you the words of the rabbi. So since we all have the Torah in front of us, let's cite the Torah. I mean, not the Torah itself, but rather the Beis Yosef. Everyone see the Beis Yosef? The first line of page Kuf Peva. Very first line. Kosev b'meishori. Who is the Meishori? Anyone who know? Rabbeinu Yerucham. He wrote a safe on all of halacha. He called three parts: Adam, Chava, and Meisharim. Adam is what we call Arachayim, Yerodea. Chava is Evan Ezer, and Meisharim is Chalshon Mishpat. Generally speaking, it goes with, you know, the Nisiv Alachel Yugimel. Echad mi balei dinim sherot al Adam v'arkol shel goyim ein shomin lo. What could one infer, gentlemen? What could one infer? The culture of Alpha is the tshuva, shetzarach lenadoso. What might one infer, gentlemen? Come on. One litigant wants to go to Goy Shakur, so you'll listen to him and you put him in cheder. Oh, he had the deal. What if they both want to go? You listen to me? They both want to go. Maybe it's okay. Because he says only if one wants to go. They both want to go. Look at Oz Beis. On the Maram Bekomas, I put these footnotes. The footnotes here are so gewaldic. I want to take advantage of them. So it's what's called on the bottom, Hagos Ve'Aros. The first one has to use Beis. Nire, listen carefully. Davko Ksherotzo Echad Lo Hasheni. Aval Mishneim Rotzim Shomer Lehem Shelo Kediv Yeramban Liel. Makes you a deal. What's the problem? Yesh Tzmoa Al HaBeis Yosef Shekos Av Divrei Shneim Smuch Hazel Hazeh Lo Bir Shecholkin. Now the you can't see it, it's on the other side of the page. You know, I had a little rachmanas on the copying machine, so I did not copy the first very little piece of the what's called page Kuf Pei Hei in this edition. I saw the Kuf Pei Vav because it's very almost nothing on Kuf Pei Hei. But I'll read you what it says over here. The Torah said also Lord of the Tnei Tayani Goyim I feel the Bedin Shadon Kedin Yisrael, etc. Beis Yosef says because the Ramban Shafilu Nisratu Shnei Baladinim Leiluch Tnei Tayani Goyim Osir I feel the Bedin Shadon Kedin Yisrael. So you're missing about seven key words. I quote it from Rabban Chumash. We don't have the Rabban Chumash in front of us. Like I probably put it on, is the screen working? Yeah. I'll put the Rabban in a second, but we saw it already yesterday, or the day before, from the Chiddushi Aran in Sanhedrin, who quoted it. But that, just to be complete, you gotta be, you wanna be, you know, I want you to be able to see what it says. No. Not everybody's sitting close. Can you read it? This size? Ari, you can read it?
Yeah.
Big enough? Yaakov, you can read it? Big enough? No. No, I'll come make it big. Okay. Make it big, it's okay. How's that? The door should lift me, I'll lift me, Knanim, Tanchuma, Gidden Peches. They should roil low masha tossum lahem. Shum sum low, chokomishba. Lifnehem, shehem, you are dayonim. Okay, lifnehem is the drushes chazah. They should be the judges. Kiala shofet yovo haloshin azeh. Omdushne anoshim, I shall lifnehem. Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei akone vashofti. Om lifnei agonishba. Lifnei. Koyori does for dinner by Mikilis Esther. Have them. Darshu od lifneihem, lifnei yotos. Why? Quotes the pasuk Elohim three times. Pleilim dayonim. Smucha Moshe Rabbein. Kach Omer bekan. Shemishpotem el yasimos lifnei Elohim. Sheyaskir lifnei goyim. Lifnei shena shavu pitora bu hedjet was a she also lava b'fanav. Watch this. Afal pi shiyod dua shehed yod hazeh yodeh ashur esadim piyod lof kahogen abul hu asal esumo dayan sof lo shiyochof esbal dino dodun lefanof. You're not permitted to come to a non-samach to complain to him, to force the other guy to come to judge, be judged in front of him. Shehed yod atzmo asal adun lehem, not a judge. The Alpha Pishes, Kiruch Hachamim, Shte Kirus Elikachas, Yesh Hefresh Beinehe, Shemrotu, Shne Baladin, and Love of Nehe, Joshua Israel, Mutter, over the Kibnum Allah, Dimadin, Avlefnea, Goyim, Asur, and a Love of Lefonim, Shodanem, Dinem, Olam, Afilu, Hoyo, Dinem, Kudinem, and Bosuinia, and even they both agree. What comes in the Ramban? Comes footnote Beis, says Rabbi Yeruchim, is against. Maybe the Beis Yosef says it's not a contradiction. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the name of Allah, because of Rav Alphas, Shetzorach Linadoso, Nokad Beloshen Echad Mibaladin, the aim Linados, Elaksha Echad Rotze Lidom, for Echad Ena Rotze, Avalim Shneim Rotzim, Nehi Di Sura Iko, Aval Eid Menademoso. Okay. Inami Avshaloma. Shein la malvis chus b'dineya Yosef b'dineinu Oz afilu shneyem rotzim Oz ulodon lefneya Avon yesh lo chus b'dineya Yosef b'dineinu In esratu shneyem Shaper domi. What does this mean? comes to the class and says, well, what does this mean? The guy, I care, that was the other way around. A guy has a certain right in Goyah Shakur. If he doesn't have invest in, well, then you're allowed to go to Goyah Shakur. Why? 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 What's the case? How many cases exist like this? How many cases do you know where you go to Goyah Shakur? If, Rabosai, there is an understanding, which we'll get to a little later, that they're going to use certain parts of secular law, let them go to Bez, and the Bez will use the secular law. It's going to a Goyish court for. Goyish court's the worst. Seems to me that the simple shot, as Rabbeinu Yerucham may in fact hold, maybe, that they both go by their own, on their own. Maybe it'll be Mutter. Could even the Rambam might hold that way, because the Rambam says it's Usser because you're done. And he throws in a Jodas in the same breath. Something is not going like the Rambam. I'll go further than that. For those who claim that this whole drush is an asmachta, what's Pshuta Shemikra? Gentlemen, I don't have a chumash in English here, art school. The Eila HaMishpata Bashatosel Lefneim. The Rambam took pains to show that the word Lefneim doesn't mean lahem. It means to go in front of Bez, and he brought a number of other proofs. But that doesn't take away from the fact that a simple pshat, pshuto shemikra mamash, is lifnei means all of Bnei Yisrael. All of Bnei Yisrael. I'll try to prove it to you. But that's a posh pshat in the words. And we said Ramban, before Ramban comes Rashi. Rashi is the first Rebbe before we even get to Rambam. So Rashi says in the word of Nahum, watch this. Look at this. If Nahum, Omla Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe, Lo Sal Al Datcha Lo Ma Esh Na Lahem Paperek Alocha Beizu Gim Pom Ad Shetes Duh Befiyam Chemish Nos Ve'eni Ma Triach Atzmi D'Havinom Tami Adav Perusho. Who's Lahem? Who's Lahem? All of Bnei Yisrael. I want to look at the Dayadim. All of Bnei Yisrael. So Rashi learns, Pashup Shad is, all of Bnei Yisrael. It's true. It's a Drushas Chazal, Lefneim, Lefnei Goyim, even if you know they pass in the same way. But what? The Mechalas Hashem, or Beyak Hashem, Abod Azor, Lach Shiva. Says, Pshulim, she made a Pshulim, this is based on the Tanchum. But that's a drush of Chazal. The simple Pshat and the Pasuk, Lefneim, is all Bnei Yisrael, as the first Dibur and Rashi said. So it's an Asmach.
And Mishpatim then doesn't mean the entire Mishpatim means the rules of.
That's the Pasuk Pshat. Eile Mishpatim wasn't the entire Pasuk of Mishpatim. He started with Avidivri, he talks about the Alma Evriya. Called Mak of Vimo, Makal of Vimo, Shomachinim, Shomasachar. All the Shpatim, you know, the Shpatim were in school. All there. Onus, Mufat, the whole, that's what goes on. That's the introduction to the whole Parsha. That's the Pasha of Sharabas. So Drush is Chazal, and some want to say it's a Dirabon and a Smachta. Others want to say, no, it's a Dindoraisa. Even if it's not the Pasha of Shah, it's still a Dindoraisa. Maybe true. I don't want to belittle the other era, according to some say that it's a very big, a bigger Rebbe than we don't pure prove it's the Rabbanon. So this is the Raisa. Very good. Any questions so far? I'm trying to go very slowly. Very slowly. Such an important topic. You gotta go very slow. Okay. Narabosa. Let's go a little further. Tour continues. V'imbal dino alam. What does alam mean? Literally, what does it mean?
Strong.
Ve'eino yachol lahotzi. Turn the page, please. Mimenu b'dineis b'dayana Yisrael. It won't come. It happens all the day, all the time. It won't show up. Ve'enu t'chila l'dayana Yisrael. Ve'eino rotzo lavo. No tel rishus Mibezin umatal et shalom mibaldino b'dayone goyim. What's going on? If the guy won't come to Bezdin, you go to Bezdin and you get permission from them to take it to secular court. It's Geshayla. Secular court? He says, Arisa. What? He owes me $100. You're going to sell your soul for $100? He says, Arisa. So then, what gives you a head to go to, how can Bezdin let you go to court? He says, Arisa.
What's stopping you? What's the
answer? Just learned. The Fneim, the low, the Fnei, of the Gachal. Called the most possible was the Darais. So what permits you to go to the secular court after, just because you won't come? You sell your soul for $100? Yeah.
Don't you have to observe the laws of the land? Like if the laws of the land are that you have to go to a secular court, you can't override that by saying that.
That's a very important question. What do we call that, the law of the land? Is law what's that in Hebrew? Dina Machusa, Dina. Does that apply all the time? Does it apply everywhere? Or maybe there's certain limitations? So we'll see there's certain limitations. It's a general rule. If the two Jews, they should be following their internal laws of the Choshen Mishpat and not Dina Machusa. As a rule, there are exceptions. So how do you answer my question? You sell yourself for $100? Yeah. Unbelievable. He gave the lovelish answer. Two people said, two, you will have the two gedolim. The Vilna Gaon, on the Rambam Kamos, the Vilna Gaon says, you can go to a secular court. We have it. I read you the Mishnah Kitten. I think I read it to you yesterday. Sometime I read it to you. That you, or maybe you saw it quoted in the Sivishon or somewhere, that the get Usah, Kedin. We've learned last year that in certain cases we have forced a man to give a get. We're not enough. So you go to the secular court, and you know, or the secular, whoever he is, and say, beat this guy up. And he beats him up and says, do what the Jews said, give a get. So the get is a valid get. So the Vilna Gaon makes a cryptic reference to that. So if you go to the Bezdin Shel Yisrael, and the Bezdin Shel Yisrael says, no, he won't come, go to secular court. In effect, the secular court is doing the bidding of the Bezdin Shel Yisrael. Now, let's be real. The secular court is not saying, do what the Bezdin says. It's not like they can't give. They have their own. But they are, to give the expression, fulfilling the mandate that the Bezdin of Yisrael would like to give them. They don't communicate, obviously. The secular courts don't talk to them about what they did. But they're, in effect, doing the work of the Bezdin. That's your word, right? Who else has it? The Chassam Sof. Two gedol. Yes.
The cases here have always been the fact that, or it says a filu, if they're going to give the same din as the basic
right,
give.
Right.
In this case of the exception, what would happen? Is it a dover pashut that if they would give a different din than the basic, then you for sure wouldn't be allowed to go?
Let's take a look. I'm not sure we'll be able to get this on the screen. It's on my promise. But I'm not sure what's on the screen. Let's go over here. Let's see what's here. Do you believe it? I'm going to scream. Oh, no, they have. I thought they missed Chosha Mishma. They haven't, Chosha. I screamed too early. I can't raise my voice. Ubakol shalem, im hotzi mamonai they are din our kos, im ein kein bedine Yisrael, hamamon gozel, gezel a gozel biyada, im kiddush by the einim mikudeshes, who posel the edus, kmo kol gazlan. I go to secular court, and I win the case, but bedine Yisrael, I'm not entitled to the money. A rank thief. Kivek wasn't touch me. Pretty powerful words.
Is even in the case that you have rishus to go.
No, chas v'shalom. No, chas v'shalom. He's talking about a stam case. The Jacob's addressing a very powerful part. This is the most powerful kashrut I'm supposed to address today if I have time. And I say Bezek gives you rishus. If you manage to win the exact amount of money that you would have won a Bezin for Baldic, what if you win more? The jackpot. May you keep those extra monies? The guy's not coming to bed. That's not a question. He's not coming to bed. Bezin gave you more. Excuse me. The court gave you more than Bezin. That's your question. Here is Shus. I said Chas v'Shalom. Maybe I spoke too fast. It depends on the particular case. Watch this. Okay, watch. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes what we just saw in the Torah. Rabbi said, what does the Torah say? It's the same words. No Torah shows me bezin, umatzla shalom mi baldino b'dine goyim. But they only goyim, right? You look inside. Same words. Umatzla b'dine goyim. Nireh, look at the Nesivus writes. The Mari Va'ofen Shiradua, Achol V'Dayona Yisrael, we know. Kagon. B'mila B'shtar V'chayotze. B'mila V'apeh, Yevshel V'Dayona Yisrael, Litim L'Rishus L'Hoti, why? To Emer Eno Chayv Lokal Kach. Who says he's chayv? How can you give him permission to go in the first place? That's in Sifkot and Gimel. In Sifkot and Beis, he writes as follows. What's he saying in Gimel? You're not permitted to take anything from the other Jew. You're not entitled to B'dinei Yisrael. It's the same thing in Sifkot and Beis in the opposite way. Sifkot and Beis is a very complicated question which we have to speak about at great length. On both sides, that's Shon Shulchan Aruch. Everyone see what I said? So then the Sifkot and Gimel already said, you can't give him permission to go unless you know for sure he owes that amount of money. Because if they give him more money than he's entitled to, he basically has to give it back. Give it back. No one in the world that I know about who follows the Nesivus. Nobody. That I know about. No Bezdin, no court, no Juju follows the Nesivus. The Nesivus is saying that if the guy won't come to Bezdin, so you go to Bezdin, they give you permission, it's called Heter HaKos, go to secular court. And you win. Can't keep the money. You have to call to the Nesivus, you have to go back to a Dayan, tell them the facts. They'll say, oh, you won $10 million? Give him back 9. I've never seen that happen in history. What happened? You're right. It's Gzela. I stole $9 million. I'm only entitled to $1 million. The fellow's an idiot. He should have come with me to bed and he would have lost $1 million. Went to court, lost $10 million. I'll give the money. That's a tremendous caution. The Nesivus sounds like he's right, but no one follows the Nesivus. Nobody. I'll show it to you in later texts. They all say it in nice ways, that we don't follow the Nesivus.
Is there some sort of Eudas or Ashetav story?
Oh, but the question is on what basis? So let's take a look. In order for me to get to that, I want to share the Shulchan Aruch first. Then we'll come back to Oz Beis, which is also in the Maran Kamas. Let's first see the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, watch. We saw this already in the tour. You can't get the money out. What do? Go to the Jewish court. He won't come. They give him a shus, and he goes. This is the Shulchan Aruch is direct court of the tour. Direct. I think it's word for word. Ramo. No. I made a mistake. I want you to sit Aleph. Sif Aleph is also word for word from the Torah of the Bechaber. Fine. Watch this now. Look at this case. Amazing. Mi shahal. You read the back? Ramo. Mi shahalach barakol shal goyim. Viniskayev bidineyem. Guys, you know, we always think the guy's a bum. He goes to second of the court and he wins. He could be a bum, go to second of the court and lose. It's been known to happen. This guy's a bum. He went to second of the court and he lost. And now all of a sudden, oh, Yoshamnu, Bogadnu, Gozalnu. He wants to come to Bezdin. Oh, he's about Tshuva, Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul is about Tshuva. What's it then? Nachakach, Chazer V'tvol, Lefnei, Dayan Yisrael. Yesh Omer, Shein Eskogel, Abba, Achutzpah. Two bites at the apple. Try to win in second of the court. Now he failed, now it's going to become about Tshuva. Yes, Joe.
I mean, from a technical standpoint, like, is there, like, I don't know, can you just say that, like, oh, like, you seem to be a bum, so, like, we're just not going to hear your case?
Absolutely. Okay.
Okay.
V'yesh Omer.
I know that.
Yeah, now you know. V'yesh Omer is in his coconut. He says, he quotes a Mordechai, that's on the Maramakomos, who supposedly says this. Im lo, shigarim hefzad l'baldino, l'fnei avodachim. Asfar, he's shown in nearly ikar. First, well, as far as correct, you're not going to deal with it. We're not going to deal with it. Wait a second. Not going to deal with it. But the fellow who was the defendant is holding on to stolen money. I repeat, he's holding on to stolen money. Because by Din Torah, the plaintiff has a good case. We're throwing him out. Why? Because he's a bum. Meanwhile, the defendant is holding on to stolen money. Who asked this question? The Nesivis. The same Nesivis you said before. You understand, he's the Shitasa. Asked the same question.
If you don't hear the case.
Hold on. The Tumim, I asked the Nesivis Tumim, because of Shnei Tan. Why do we throw him out? Aleph. Have a Kikibil, Olav, Korov, Apostle. Then it says in the third parak, a person can accept upon himself a car of a puzzle to be a judge. That he can't back out. So he could have accepted his brother as a judge, could have accepted a convicted felon as a judge, or accepted a guy as a judge. It's a difference. Once you accept, you can't back out. Beis, Mishum Knas, a fine. Shahalach l'fnei. Now, Kamina ben Shnei Atamim, the Latam Rishon, in the Schayev Hatovea, Machmas Shochad, Shenosan Shikenegdo Lavas Amishbot, the other guy gave a bribe to the Goyish judge, and he's cocking up. Then with the Bezdin left the other case. Why? The Bekorav Apostle, Afiluto, Choser Adin, and how much more so if they took Shochad? Too bad. Fine. Watch this now. Watch this. Fine. Not the pshat that you're mekabel the din. You see, it's going to be an unbelievable chumra. Watch this. Avo the ma'bal din ba'atzma yodea. Shechayev lo alpid din the Torah. If the Baal Din knows that he's obligated, the defendant knows he owes the money according to the Torah, v'arei d'tzorach l'shalim lo. Otherwise, he's holding stolen money. Afilu imil mesuv, he doesn't know. Tzorach lodun lefnei dayanei Yisrael, shelo yasafek gezel tachas yad. Unbelievable. The Sivas is implying, according to the first reason, You're makabel. You're makabel. I'm not going to give you the money. I'm not going to give you the money. The point of the second is a knas, very nice a knas. The bezel won't deal with it, but I have to give the money back. It was on a gazel. And the sivas l'shita. So, in the case where they gave me rishus to go to a sekel of the court, and I win more than bezel would have given me, what I got to do? I got to give it back. That's what he said. There's no one in the world who follows either of these portions of the seas. Nobody that I know about. Yeah, so the question, some other questions?
Yeah. Ain is talking like, right. Again. So how do we know whether you get short that or not short that? If we don't listen, you're out. We're not listening to this case, you went to a Goyish court. How do we then come to the second levels of if he did it?
According to the first opinion in the Nesivis, it's kibbal alav, but not the shochet. We will hear the case. According to the second opinion, it's a knas. I don't care, shochet, too bad, get out of here. Nesivis makes perfect sense. The Nesivis was the godel hador. Everything he says makes perfect sense. We know what's following. The question is why. It makes perfect sense. Why don't we follow him? That's a very good question. What?
People like money.
No, the comment. Don't talk that way. Now, people do like money. I'm not denying that. But even people who like Torah also don't follow the Nesivis. Yeah.
We're not talking about somebody who's following Torah. We're talking about somebody who went to a Goyish court in the first place.
No, the other guy, the tzaddik.
The guy who lost the money.
No, the guy who, the tzaddik. The guy who won. He's a tzaddik. He's not giving back the money with the Nesivis wants. He goes to his rav, and if he came to me, right. I would tell him, you need not give the money back. Rebbe, but I read that the Nesivis says give it back. But the minute is like, what do you mean? Why is the Nesivis? Is it stealing? Yes.
Going back to like that bum who like we decided that we turn him away and we say like no, we're not going to hear your case. Wouldn't that like potentially create like a boy who crawled a cry wolf situation in the sense that if he actually has like a legitimate case, but like he has a reputation as a bum, like we would potentially be missing out on hearing his case.
Chas v'shalom. Is a different Torah, a different case, a different person, different situation. Of course, we'll hear. This case, we're not going
to
hear.
Right, he's not a bum because he's a bum. He's a bum because he went to the Jewish court.
Right.
It's not inherently a bum.
Oh, it's not. It has nothing to do with like his previous reputation. It's just, like,
no, in this particular case, he went there. No, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. Okay, good. Very good. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I feel him whom is super. That's throwing a wrench into things because I'm saying yes, if you know for sure,
right.
Yeah. But in every case, in every din Torah, before the din takes place, there's going to be some amount of suffix
no,
as to whether
no, each one thinks it's 100% right. He has no suffix. If he has a suffix, he has to go to his local rabbi to pass it up. Yeah.
The mitzvah in this case that is the yashar who won too much money, so he's going to go to bed and quit the Nesivis. Why can't we just say it's a knas? That's why they're not. I mean, we're knassing the other guy. The other guy lost. He took his gamble and he lost. So
right.
Now he lost. Finished.
That's right. That's what I would have said.
So why?
But the deceiver says a knas only means that Bezdin won't do anything, but you on your own have to do the right thing.
No. Why can't Bezdin say we're not doing anything to knas the fact that
right.
we would have knassed you the money for not coming?
100%. So Bezdin's not going to go bother the guy, but the defendant who won is required to go to a local rabbi and say, "Listen, here's the case."
No,
you mean did. That was he's holding my stolen money. He said. Everyone's everyone with me so far? Everyone got it? Everyone slowly, 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 slowly. Okay. I'd like to, since we have this text in front of us, right, which I gave out, I want to go through some of the finer points of this text, the tour and the Beis Yosef, and some of the footnotes. Both sides. Maybe someone will say, read instead of me. I can't, my voice is getting weak. Who wants to read the Beis Yosef? Anybody? Want to read the Beis Yosef?
So?
Right over here with this.
I don't know.
Okay. On the comments, Siv Beis. Yeah. So we can start from the Sol Perek Achova. Right after the quotes the Beis. No. He quotes the Gemara, he quotes the Torah, and it's in bold letters.
So perk chobel amrinan amale ram le ram bar mari. Menahem bozad amri inchi
karis lechavrcha.
Below anach.
Rami guda rabar rabba shari elalei.
Take a big thing and throw it on.
Amalei ya'an tahar tich velo tahart mitumaseich.
Lo titario chesko. Posse ni chesko. Kosef a rasha zeh.
Mikan pasuk rab paluti zal. Ruben sheyesh lo tvi al shimon. Umesar v'loi mor lebeistin. Sherashay lavi l'arkol shagoyim kedei lehutzi.
Stop right there. Okay? Stop right there. So Rabbi Tavi Gon, one of the Gaonim, says what we just said. Reuven wants compensation for Shimon, he has to refuse. The word Messiah is an important word. The word is the modern word. He's a Messiah, a Sarah. And he put out a serum against him. So what do? You go to secular court, slowly. Does Rabbi Tavi say you have to go to Bezin to get permission to go to secular court? Yes or no? Is it his word?
Who would you get it from?
Best. That's what it says in the tour. What did the tour say? He asked him to go to Goyish court. He doesn't want to come. No tell Rishus be Bezin. The Tower of Paltami said. Could you read footnote 12 for me, please? Rav?
I don't have any.
Oh. Who has footnote 12? Yeah, wait a minute. I have an extra copy. Okay, wait a minute. Read footnote 12, please. The Rambam says in the Tshuva, the Yamshel Shlomo says as well, and many others say that look, the Torah follows the Rosh, and the Rosh calls it a paltav. The Torah says you have to have a shus in the bezin. So obviously, the Torah understood the Rosh calls it a paltav. Never mentions explicitly you have to ask a bezin, and he must have meant that, otherwise the two would have not said something against his father's pshat. That's what these gedolim say. However, keep going. Gedulei
truma. Gedulei truma of mishpat tzedek kasru tera paltavi einu mavs from your materials rishos.
Stop. That's what I would have said. He never says a word about going to bezin. Keep going.
Verabeinu shesasam shaloka avin harosh ulam yidin shera'a. That's Rob Poskin, not the king. Stam Kamosam.
Sosam Kamosam.
The Haina Rabo Simon Sifra. The Asher wrote, the Sviril who Laharosh Berabenu, the Rak, the Olam, the Inan, the Tilsushus,
the Law, the Shah. Two cards of Messiah. The case of the tour in Baldino Alam. He's a mafioso kind of a guy. So there they require Rishus, otherwise not. You would say it's counterintuitive. If it's a mafioso, so obviously he's a bum. If he's a plain guy, not such a big bum. But there are two reasons over here. What are the two reasons? Stop. In other words, this guy is a big, big hancho, big strong guy. But you're not going to say he's a Misarev until you first ask him to come and he says no. In other words, the Alam, you never asked him. So if you never asked him, so obviously you have to go to Bezin to get Rishus. But if you ask him, you don't have to. That's reason number one. Or
Kevin de Alam Hu, lo hitiru lo litogo ba'arkos, bli Rishus.
Stop right there. Bezin's afraid that this guy will destroy the whole Klal Yisrael. He's a mafia guy. He'll kill every Jew in town. You worry about $100. You'll get $100 back. He'll kill every Jew in town. Keep going. He never didn't say it. He's a regular guy. A regular guy doesn't want to come to. So, Chiddush Niflo here in footnote 12. That is a regular guy, Stama Joe, who you say, please come to Bezin, and he says no. You go to Sekel Court straight. You don't have to get a special head or a cause from the Bezin. Allah. One of two reasons. You have to get a special rishus from Bezin. The second reason is public policy. We're afraid he's going to kill everybody. Right? The the other reason is, when it comes to a strong guy, it's not called a seer in the first place, unless you call him to Bezin, fish it to a Bezin, and he won't go, and that's, you have to go to Bezin, whereas a regular guy, perhaps he wouldn't require such a long process. Adkan, footnote vav. It's very, very important. You may have heard in your life, but let me ask, by show of hands, who has ever heard of the concept of someone, of a siru or a messiah? Who's ever heard of it? You've all heard of it. You probably are aware of the fact that there are times when we take very, very powerful measures against someone who refuses to come to a Beis Din. One measure is simply to permit the aggrieved other party to go to a secular court. That's one. But there are others who put him in chayrim. Yep. Or they say he's deserving of chayrim. You know, maybe not have any chayrim nowadays, but in theory, at least, he'd be deserving of a chayrim. Very nice, but doesn't help. The chayrim itself, in and of itself, won't help the person who wants to get the money, but maybe it'll put pressure on the guy who doesn't want to be a chayrim to accede to the wishes of the plaintiff and come to a best. That's the idea of the chayrim. It's just a measure to force someone to do something he doesn't want to do. You with me so far?
What is that chayrim count for?
You know, sometimes in some Bezdi, right down, Yesh lo kol adinim shi yoredeh simen shin lam adalot. That's about chayrim. You should talk to him, you should deal with him, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. There are many who don't want to put people in chayrim nowadays, because it's not a good thing to put people in chayrim. Our Bezdi doesn't use the word chayrim at all. We have a shtar seer, which says the man is considered a masarev, and people should try to convince him to come to a Bezdi. I don't think I don't have a copy with me. I probably can get a copy for you of the seer which we've written, that we don't use the word chayr. Yeah?
What's the issue of being messiah?
What do you mean? You have to go to the Torah.
But meaning, if someone is messiah, knowing that the Beis Din will just send the two parties to secular court through Ibn al-Khala and Asim Ashish al Omer Mokha, so is that an issue of a cost?
Of course. Of course they're a cost.
Meaning, if they're doing it
the CBR Festival. No. Reuven has a case against Shimon. Shimon refuses to come. Yeah. So Bezdi will give Rishus for Reuven to go to secular court. Reuven has not violated our cause, Chas v'Shalom. But Shimon has. Because it's supposed the case is supposed to be in Bezdi. Who's the one who's keeping out of Bezdi? Shimon. Oh, Shimon is a bum with a capital B. A real bum. Above that, could you use a little further?
I'm married to Simon Kuf Nundal. The Zelashon Sefer Hashrumos Shah Yisam Beis. The Hada Amrino and the Ain Amal the Rasha Lahuf Bifne Goyim. Daf the Lace Olin. The Rots Lakabalino, the Fima, Shiaduno Alav Diana Yisrael. The Afilu Imhaya Olin, the Low Rots Lavo, the Basin, Osil Havio, the Diana Goyim.
I see I'm going to give for Baldino Alain, the Inni of Lahutzi, Mimenu, with Dine Israel, Idvenu, the Dine Israel, Tila, the Inlo Roslovo, Notel, Rishuth, Mibazin, Umatzel, Mibaldino, Akanjon.
This is exactly what we saw before, comes from the Rama. So far, so good. Fine. Did you notice, if you look in footnote Zion, footnote Zion, please be footnote Zion, the Utakana,
והוא תקרן שנהג מבת מינים של ישראל, שלא לודון בפני הגויים אלא הידי רשוס.
זה סיים של שום, תקרן, מבור מדבר.
מבור מדבר, שלא צר רשוס מהיקרניה.
So we had this three opinions now. One opinion said he won't come to Bezin, just take him to court. Other opinion says you have to go to Bezin first to get Rishus. The in-between opinion says, strictly speaking, you would not have to go, as Rav Paltavi implied, but it's a takana, shenaga but they didn't, you have to get Rishus from the Bezin. Wow. Wow. Efsher, yeah.
Actually,
the silver connects like the other one nearly well as well. That's exactly what it's always about. Paltavi never said that they have to go to Bez. Inami.
Inami. Kiri Milach.
Shumas Saviad.
Kaven. The Kaven Shumufra Kladunetzlam. In Zabchal Miyakar Shem Elimim. Umutra Minatora.
Stop right here. Stop right here. See, the problem is we have big Tamina Chama this year. That's a big problem. When I asked you originally, how can you sell your soul and go to Bezin for $100? I thought you would give this teretz. Much more Balabada Shateretz. You also even love the Shateretz. The Balabada Shateretz is if you choose to go to a secular court, you are Miyaka Shem Elilin, you are elevating the status of the secular court over the walls of the Torah. But this guy has no choice. He didn't choose to go to secular court. The other fellow refused to come to Bezin. He didn't make a choice. You can't say his coming to Bezin is a choice to go to, excuse me, he's going to court. It's a choice to go to court, which elevates somehow the status of a secular court. Chas v'sholem. He'd much rather go to Bezin. The guy won't show up. Oopie. The guy won't show up. And if he won't show up, then I have no alternative to get my money back for the go to a secular court. I have not in any way enhanced or elevated the status of the guardian. That's the simple shot. Wah. Ooh, wah. Ooh, wah. You hear what he asked the Kasha, Moshe? Is this the Ashin and Tam of the crow? Yes, question? I'm giving a beautiful lumdus. Beautiful lumdus. Saying, what's the nature of the Yisra Kops? Miyak Hashem Alilim doesn't apply here. Fet Moshe Kasha, you pass the Lord Hashim in time of the crop. There's an absolute prohibition of not going to a secular court, even though the reason for the prohibition will not apply in this case, should be also anyway. If it's Rabban, male, okay. If it's the Raisa.
You can ask the question on all
of this. Okay, you can.
How
you can. You can. You can ask. That's why we love this is usually left in Bez Medrash. But the plan Allah. The question is why. So those of you who are veterans of the Shir know that I have a Shtickle Torah about this. Anyone remember from last year? Who remembers? No? Ali Makatzer. It's a Lokom Shem Alahara. Makatzer a little bit. My thesis is Lo Darshina and Tama the Krah, but Darshina and Tama the Drush. I was very careful. I knew you were going to ask this question. So I mentioned in the early part of the Shia that the Pshuta Shemikra is not this. Pshuta Shemikra, the Eila Mishpata Mashatos and the Flames, as Rashi says, all of Bnei Yisrael. Notwithstanding the Ramban's analysis of the words, Lahem, Lefneim. With that, the push up shot in the words is Eila Mishpata Mashatis Lefneim, Signavid Ivri, etc. Shulchan Aruch, you repeat it a few times, so they get it. So all of Bnei Yisrael. Lefneim, Lo Lefnei, blank, that's what's called a Drushas Chazal. My thesis is Trulo Darshina Tama Dekro, case in the Gemara where it says Osafo Begal Amana, that's his parasha. So we pass him. Aniyah, Shira makes no difference. That's the classical case in Baba Metzia, where they're fighting. But where it's not explicit in the Torah just told me something else. Chazal Darshan, so I want to tell you the Taina, Tashin and Tama the Drush. And therefore, the Tama the Drush is Biyaka Shem Alilin. Doesn't apply because there's no choice, and therefore it's what. I have many other examples. Anyone remember my examples from before? previous years? Yeah, a few examples. Yeah?
What's that today where they create like a Mexican standoff? The guy sends a hazmana and he says, okay, I'm changing venue to my business.
We have, that's a whole, there's a whole paragraph about that. It's called Zeb Bar Lo-Echem. We'll discuss that. Who controls the Bezin? We're going to spend a lot of time on that because that's one of the most important issues of all Mamish. In today's world, that's every single day. So we'll get to that at length, not the kids. Great length. But to give some of my Michelle that I gave from previous Shiurim, let's see, what was the rest we spoke about? We spoke a little bit about chronological order coming up. Eating Erev Yom Kippur. So some say if you don't fast on Yom Kippur, you don't have, there's no mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. Why? Because the Shem time of the Torah. The answer is no, it doesn't say you should eat Erev Yom Kippur. It's a drasha chazal. The tishah lachodesh Erev Erev, the drasha. So the Hashem the time of the drasha to make you be able to fast better and if you're not fasting. Move to Chalamoy, the next thing. Chalamoyed, there's a famous Rishami that says, if up to me, I would cancel Chalamoyed, I should go to work. Why? Because the Torah made Chalamoyed, she ochlin b'shoksin v'oskin b'Torah, but it said, ochlin b'shoksin v'pochazin, makes it much worse. Someone to make a riot from there, you know, it's true. Chalamoyed v'rabonah, but I wanted to say no, it could be the Raisa. It's not before Shepasik, so it's Hashim the time of the drasha. We spoke about Hilchos Nida, about the drasha of the Psara, about Hargosha. I'm not going into that right now. We spoke a little bit about, I don't want to go any further, many other examples that we spoke about, but another thing, Los is going to do, just read a few weeks ago. What's Pshut Losh Shemek of Los is going to do? Anybody know? Yes, don't slash yourself. But what's the most famous drasha that everyone knows about? Agudas, agudas. So how come you're going to go to shul chalamoyed in your shul to be half guys wearing tefillin, half guys not wearing tefillin? What's going on? So my pshat was, you're right. But if you try to impose one, the reason for his machlokes, you try to impose your view on everybody else to make it worse machlokes. So Hashem in time of the krah. No, it's time of the drasha. I have a thesis in many, many places which I haven't proven yet, but I think it's correct. That's how I answer your question. Good. I'm sorry? What's that? You are correct. One of the dangers of Tom of the Crow, maybe the Tom is wrong. Then you have a problem. So then the Mepsak is wrong. Okay, but if the Tom is right, the Mepsak is right. Okay, right.
Sorry.
Yosef? This is Shuvus Chatzam Sof.
If the old iron shoot in Maharsha, the Chayel Basin will go Chatzayim, the Klaichemda, who part is Yosef, Reish, Parshin Fadi. Umatirin,
Umatirin,
Umatirin, Af the Basin, Shein of Tsar of Olivnam, Kagon, Shein, the Irakaris, the Kfar, Sar of Lavo, Basin, Shibirenu,
Shibiro,
Shibiro, the Inze,
the Inze,
sorry.
Stop right there. Unbelievable. Comes to my real Diskin. Who said what? Which Bezin can give him permission to go to secular court if he refused to go to Bezin elsewhere? Says Rael Diskin, even a Bezin that the defendant is not duty bound to appear before them. Gives an example. Parenthesis could go. Shehem bi'irachas. In other words, Reuben and Shimon are in city A. Shimon refused to go to Bezin, and now Reuben appeals to a Bezin in city B. The Bezin city B can write a heter hakos for Reuben to go to secular court. Why? It's Isa v'heter. Wait a second. It's Isa v'heter. Who needs a Bezin? Go to a rabbi. Go to a rabbi. Go to a Bezin. I passed in Charlotte, someone asked me today, what do I do? But Kashrus, Shabbos, it's Yisra Veheta. Oh, Bez. Do you know what I just said? I mean, I didn't go to any rabbi for the Maril Diskin, a qualified rabbi. Everybody's a rabbi. but let's see, an honestly qualified rabbi, and he can give a heter on kos, put out a bet. It's not my real distance applies. I both say, I'm asking you a question. Yes or no? If you follow the Maral Diskin, the world's going to fall apart, I'm afraid. Because he's going to, his name is Rabbi. He'll say, okay, you can go to the sake of the court. Everyone can find it. Someone, look on the yellow pages, find call every rabbi. Until someone says yes. If a few dollars, it's just a problem. Yeah?
If you went to ask a
base name,
you can go to
the
secular court and told you no, and you went to ask another
base name. That's beneath contempt.
So it's the same thing if you went to ask one rabbi, you say no, and you go ask a different rabbi. It's something different.
You're right.
You still can't do it.
You're right.
So if we're assuming that someone's going to do that, then we're already assuming that they don't care about the wishes of the base name of the rabbi.
So okay, you're right. I overstated. I apologize. You went to one rabbi. You called the rabbi, you know.
You also find a base name.
Unfortunately, you're right.
It doesn't matter.
No, unfortunately.
You find whatever you want.
Unfortunately, you're right. That's part of the problem, that our Bezin system is broken and our rabbi system is certainly broken. But Afal Pikein, there is within but it is some how should I say it the best possible way? At least there's a kind of reputable but they did. One of those reputable but they did gave you a shift to go to the secular court. So the other brother then are going to, you know, not going to argue with them. But rabbis, you know, even if he's a reputable rabbi, it's only one person, it's not three, you know. It's not so simple to my real disc. I don't have my real disc in front of me. He does say it's Yisav Heter. The logical conclusion is Yisav Heter means you shouldn't need a bezin at all, it's not to go to a rabbi. You have to look it up. Maybe you can look on your Bar Ilan. If my real disc can, if he says that, I don't know if he says it, but maybe there are others who say based upon him, even a single rabbi would be enough. Yes.
If like they were to go to both a base din and a secular court, and they and no.
What do you mean both? Where they go?
I said, no, it's not like not at the same time. It's like they went to a secular court, and then afterwards they went to like a base din.
Well, the base may not make throw them out. That's what we saw in Simin Chavav. Sifal. Maybe we'll see details as we go. We're going very slowly, very very going very slowly. Very slow. Okay. Let us turn our attention now to page Kuf Pei Zion. Kuf Pei Zion. Very unusual. I'd like to read the tour itself. So, unless you want to keep reading? Just the tour. Leave out the base. Just the tour.
The tour Oz Gimel.
Oz Gimel. Right.
Constant ballot rules.
Just very careful. I need you to help me shot. It's very hard to understand.
Lova shechayev shechiyev atzma b'kinyan b'kach b'kach leilich im hamalve madun b'dine akum im yeish tzuchus lamalve b'kach shiyochol lizkos b'dineyem v'lo b'dine Yisrael ein halova yochol atzma she'ein mo'el achkinyvum v'harei zeh kem b'kabra olov edus akum b'kinyan she'ein o yochol atzma.
Stop right there. Such a strange thing. We had one reference to this before. If you have a particular schus, which you only have in Goyish law, and you don't have in Jewish law, well, then you're allowed to go to Goyish law, Goyish course. Huh? I can justify it based on what we just saw in the footnote. If I have a case, we were in the Geneva case, I don't know too much about it. So it would be a tremendous chutzpah to go to secular court, because you're choosing secular court over Jewish court. It's outrageous. What will happen if there's something which I can only get in secular court? Some kind of schus, we have to understand what this means. I can't get it in Jewish court. I can't. So I'm not choosing to go to Goyish court. I'd love to go to Jewish court. The Jewish court can't take care of me.
Isn't this true almost every proceeding, because Bezin can't enforce its judgment, so it's definitional?
No. Your question, I can't even answer.
But this goes to the same issue.
Let me answer your question first.
If it's a question of, for example, if you have an oral loan,
I want to answer your question.
You can't go against property. So how do you ever, in the Jewish court, even if you get a judgment that would be enforceable, from a Jewish legal point of view, you couldn't go against this property. You would have a moral obligation to pay, or you'd be a chayta. So you don't have an ability to deliver.
No.
That's why many bet they didn't say, put up the money up front.
That's also not true. I don't think that's right either. But let me tell you one thing. That today, no business is going to hear a case unless the party signed what we call a document of arbitration, called a shtar biruin in advance. If you refuse to sign a shtar biruin, you can be treated what we call in our language a misarif. But if you refuse to come, no, I'm coming. He's not going to sign the piece of paper. You refuse to come because the custom against you only will be unenforceable. So you're required to sign a document of arbitration. Plus, real property good. We spoke about that last year quite a bit. About Shiva the Chosim nowadays. Even Bezdin won't make Shiva the Chosim nowadays. But that's not for the same. Okay. This is Rabbo said the first part of the Baal. It's important to know who the people. Who was the Baal HaTrumas? Who was he? What, who? Yep, sorry.
What exactly is the case where you're Mechavid of Elilim? Is it that you get to sing in
Ari has the best kasha. Ari has the best kasha. This is the worst. This is the worst. Mechaber Elilim. Because if you come to Jewish court, you're not going to win. You go to second court, you're going to win. Oh, so now I'm allowed to go to second court. That's the worst. It's at first glance unintelligible. Because we said earlier, we went to Ramban and Tanchuma, even in the case in which the Bezin and the second court say the same thing, it's still prohibited. Kavachom, if they don't say the same thing, you're a Gazan. Didn't we see the Rabbi Kivagan from the Taj Beit? So what do you mean? You have a right which you can only get in the name. That means you're a thief. How can you understand? Your mamish is much worse, not better. Something is missing over here. Who wrote the Baal HaTrumas? Who wrote it? That's a Sefer HaTrumah. Very important. There are two similar names. Sefer HaTrumos is by an Ashkenazi, Baal HaTosis, Baruch HaTrumah. Who's Sefer HaTrumos? A Talmud of whom? Talmud of the Ramban. Svaregor. It's a two different Svar, completely. Totally different Svar. For Chumah and Chumos. Okay? Fine. What's the case? What in the world is the case? You have a S'chus? What do the words mean? So, let's take a look in the Beis Yosef. Kuf Pei Zayin. Umashikaza. Whoa, the question, yes.
Could it be that there's a tangential benefit that to go to, let's say, the government would somehow throw something, meaning that there'd be an additional, and not that there's a definitive you're going to win or you're not going to win, it's more just that there are added benefits that come along from the government. Not really, meaning.
I'm not sure what that means. But let's first take a look at the Beis Yosef and see what he says, and we have to analyze this very much, very, very carefully. Please.
Kosabal Trumos. Lovish.
No, that I don't do that. The next one.
The Zilashimbal Trumos?
No. This is Umasha Kosov. Second paragraph on page Kufay Zion. Oh, my mistake. I mean the Bach. I don't want the Bach, I want the Beis Yosef. Hold on a second. You're right. I was reading the wrong thing. So what do I want to read over here? You know what? Instead of reading, let's go on. Let's go a little bit further and read the next page. Page Kuf Pei Ches. This Kuf Pei Ches, Rabosai, is an interjection. An interjection of the tour in the middle of the words of the Baal HaTrumas. Very important. Keep reading.
Umikana ni Omer. There?
Yeah, exactly.
Hold the Kosvin de Shitrechol, Chiyotho Lipos Hovo. Bein b'dini Yisrael, bein b'dini ha'umos, Rashai l'havio d'pnei d'ayoim z'man, she'in yochel ha'kufo b'dini Yisrael. V'go'en she'avra alav shmita, k'yotze b'zeh, she'har ekonom yana.
Stop right there. The Torah gave away the secret. The Torah interjects a pshat, which is unbelievable what the Torah did over here. Gentlemen, Prusbo, you ever hear of Prusbo? Have you heard of it? You have to sign one between now and Rosh Hashanah? Hope so. It'll bring one next week. We'll bring some Prusbo. We'll make a bezin right over here. The best. I'm not kidding. I'm already doing it twice next week, three times next week. So I'm going to do a fourth time here. I asked her to see, I was probably didn't get there yet. Tur Simen Samach Zayin. This is such a fascinating tour. This one here in Chavav is referring to his words in Samach Zayin. Amazing tour. Amazing. Cost of a rush with Shuba. It's an incredible, incredible thing. Sha'alta. Shanoag in Baratazos in Spain. Ligval Shtaros Sha'arvalem Shvias. How can it be? Have you there? Shatamati Azem Yom Boy La Aratazos. Why did the Rush emigrate to Spain? I don't know why. Why? He grew up in Germany. What did he go to Spain for? He was about to be imprisoned. Why was he about to be imprisoned? Because the Rav Rottenberg died. They imprisoned the Maram, his Rebbe.
Who's
they? The Goyim in Spain, in Germany. Why? They wanted to try to run away. They wanted taxes. They caught him at the border. So they massed it on the whole store. So he had to run to Spain. Savakti kikruchyo. What's a kruchyo? A rooster. The last Damascus could be. No less. They told me, yeah, kikronogu barat azos. Yevshel shanas aminik. Can't change the custom this week. Yeah. Amarti minik kazeh shulavra al divrei Torah. L'hotzi mamash shalok edin. Ein leilach achrav. Abu Dei told me. Baloney. I says in the star, the Malva can collect. Bein the drachim had dosiim religious. Bein drachim she ainim dosiim non-religious. And we must the ligvas with drachim she had dosiim. We must much closer to Torah. It's not valid. Vani. The last line. Miyom boi lekan, since I came to Spain, eini don shelo teshamet shvius. Begam eini sosa min hagam, elam ani menicham lo don ki min hagam. The Torah is saying that the Rosh know what to do. He thinks that every loan after shvius is automatically canceled. They don't believe it, so he just doesn't get involved. The two Spanish Jews having a fight about a loan. Can they go to the Russian Bezdin? They have to shmita. Can they go to the Russian Bezdin? Yes or no? No. The Russians say that debt is canceled, completely canceled. They're having a detailed fight about the terms of a loan. He says, there is no loan. So the only place they can go is the secular core. The Torah said, read again. Do you want a time? Mikan and the Omer.
Mikan, in the Torah verse.
Yeah.
Mikan and the Omer, hold the coast on the ship, she offered liquids, hold the bambi in Israel, bambi in Homos, Russian Havil with name Daniel Goyim, this man, she any of the Hofu, the Hufo, the Dine Israel, Kogon, she offered a Shemitah, okay, it's possessed, she had an economy out of.
Stop. So the case he gave was only one case. The case he gave, take a look, for example, at the Beis Yosef. Watch this. The Beis Yosef is lo matzosiv. The Sefer Shul, but it's not there. The Beis Yosef, page Kuf Pechas. For the Chayin Nira, Shadidu Rabbeinu Heim, Shadloman Vidivri Balachumis. The Torah gave the example of the case is this. Normally, as Ari said, if you lose in Dinah Torah, it's the biggest chil Hashem to go to secular court. In the case like this, where it's a machlek, there's a shmita, no shmita, the Bezdin won't deal with you, you have no choice, but to go to secular court, then it's okay, according to you, that's The chov exists. They have no choice. Go to take of the court. Ava, keep going back in the tour. Bisman.
Ava bisman shiyokul ahuko b'din Yisrael kamo b'din goyim. Also l'havi b'din goyim v'akin yin akul she'enu el akin yin divarim. V'kamo she'akin yin akul m'gam akras she'hisna al atmo b'shvil akin yin akul. V'in b'otzim imenu b'vesu.
Stop right here. That's a distraction. The kitzer, the Bala Trumas, according to the Torah, is limited to a case like Shemitah, where for some reason you can't go to a Bezdin, then and only then can you go to a secular court, but other than that, it's not allowed. Yes?
So the Torah is asking against the Rosh Hashanah.
In what case? Like Shemitah?
In the fact, I mean, according to the rest, this, the whole concept of beast not allowing something, so then going to the secular court doesn't exist.
Only exists, you only can go to secular court in what kind of a case? Where the Bezdin won't hear the case. Why the Bezdin won't hear the case?
The Rosh would say, if the beast won't hear the case, then it doesn't deserve to go to secular court.
No, the Rosh says that I won't hear the case. We saw it, it's on the screen, I don't deal with it. Yeah. But I'm not going to, any so similar to them, I don't have the power to tell them that they can't do what they were doing for hundreds of years in Spain. But I'm not going to hear the case, so we're going to go. Let's go to secular court.
So then the Torah, you're saying the Torah didn't only apply in a very specific case?
That's my reading of the Torah. That's how the Torah read the Bala Trumas. Otherwise, Ari's question is so powerful. What? You're going to lose in Jewish court, you're going to go to secular court. That's the word. That's Gevel. It's our cause plus Gevel. That's the key banger from Tash Bates.
This didn't apply in like such a small percentage of cases. It's almost unapplicable.
That's why the Torah threw in from Umikan. So the words Konamiyado, that's an insertion of the Torah.
Well, but even before you get to the insertion of the Torah, when we were just saying, right, Kasa Bal Trumos, right, Lo Shechai Vatnu Bekinim Bekach Bekach, like, what case is he even talking about that makes any sense to this?
I don't know. Aside from the Torah's case, I don't know of any other case. It's an outrage. In other words, what happened? What happened? How can that be? The only way is in a case where the Bezdin will not hear the case. Now, why won't the Bezdin hear the case? On a simple level, and here we have to get to the details as we go out next week, Mr. Shem, in great detail. What will happen if the appropriate law to apply in a particular case, for whatever reason, is secular law? Where do you go to have the secular law applied?
What does that even mean?
I'll explain it to you later. Where would you go? If you ask me, you go to Bezdin. And Bezdin will apply the secular law. It's one of the most fundamental disputes between the Bezdin of America, which I'm part of, and other Batei Din. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons I joined the Bezdin of America when it was reconstituted way back in 1997, I think it was I sat in the Torah in a previous case. Before was not active, it was just Gibbon was not really active too much in Taurus, but has learned us in the works. So I sat in the Taurus, didn't want to. It was clear to me, as clear as day to me, that this fellow, how should I say it nicely, the two Balei Din were members of Young Israel Shuls, clean shaven Jews, businessmen from Young Israel Shuls. So one asked me to serve. I went to a Hasidisha Rav, fine Hasidisha Rav, in Borough Park, and I wanted that the third Zabla case should be someone I knew from Muncie, who was also a Hasidisha, but he was someone I knew. He refused to sit. They ended up with somebody else. That was a mistake. Also, it was upstanding people. I try to explain to them. The case was like this. There was a I forgot all the specificities, I forgot a little bit, but there was a case in which there was some kind of an agreement which was not finalized and never happened, and he was asking money back from the person who had made the non-final commitment. On the ground that by Torah law, the commitment was already sufficient. Even though by American law, the commitment was clearly insufficient. So I said, this fellow, I think it was something with title insurance, something like that. This fellow does title insurance with everybody. He's dealing with a million people, making a nice living on it, with it. Whenever he deals with a goy or a non-firm Jew, obviously he knows it's going to be bound by secular law. That's why he has a lawyer write it up. And he has never, if things don't, he's never going to take a guy to his bed. It's ridiculous. All of a sudden, there's one firm guy who he decides he's going to be bound by the Torah law. If you thought he'd be bound by Torah law, you should have asked the Rav to draft the documents. Obviously, to my mind, someone breaks somebody's window. That's Torah law. Whatever happens here, what I call the meeting of the minds. This fellow, this insurance guy, he met 10 minds in the same day. 9 of them, there's no question about it, the meeting of the minds was going to go with secular law. This one guy, not a firm guy, all of a sudden, no, I had in mind the Torah law. Come on, give me a break. But I lost. The two of them overruled me. They were honest people. I said to him, what they asked me? Rebbe, if you're right, so we should be busy learning the laws of the land. We only learn Chosh and Mishpat. I said to them nicely, yeah. We have to know the law of the land. Because even if they don't say Dina Mahus Dina as such, but it's clear that the Minhag HaMedina is to follow the law in these cases. So, as I think Rabbi Black once phrased it, it's Dina Mahus Dina through the back door. It's not Dina Mahus Dina per se, but because that's the Minhag. That's the meaning of that industry. And the Horaya, the 99% of the cases is that way. One firm guy, all of a sudden you go take him to a Din Torah and try to beat him. When you know yourself, you'd lose and take him to court. But I was outvoted. So when the Bed in America started, shortly thereafter, I believe that we should learn from the Mishpat, yes, but there has to be a greater acceptance of situations where the meeting of the minds is based upon second law as a custom in that industry. Maybe my personal history in the Torah's mushroom will come out during the year. I have stories to tell out of school or out of court. Some I'm not allowed to talk about. Some I have to post about, but don't tell any names. But we're out of time. I feel bad. We didn't get too far today. We actually did get pretty far. So, Bit Hashem on Sunday, regular time. She is at 11:30. Make sure to bring the Torah Bet Sefer Shemesh that you could have, and we'll continue these reports.